Welcome everybody, and we back at Big Chris's Cafe.
Yes.
And I got a question I want to propose to you, Big Chris.
Propose it.
Do you think that you are able and capable to date outside your race?
I am.
You
ready,
are?
Willing, able, and available. Let's do the damn thing.
Okay. All right. I mean, any type of preference you wanna start off with? Your Islanders, or you're gonna biracial?
No Islanders. I told you about the little Islander with the teeny TP. No, thank you. his TP couldn't start a match fire. No.
This SPB, everybody. Big Chris, why would you date outside the race? Why would you consider dating outside the race?
Well, I would consider dating outside my race because I'm 51. I've never done it. And I get a lot of Caucasian men and Spanish men who ask me frequently, have I ever considered it? And what they could do for me and what they could give me. Mm.
So,
not in a sexual way either.
So, with them presenting that to you, why you ain't pull the trigger?
Are
you scared that you'd be down somebody's basement tied up?
No, that's the least thing.
CSI moment?
No.
So why would they sit there and offer you all these things in return?
Well, because most of the ones that I have spoken to in the past, it's not a passing fancy. Like, you know, they'll tell you, like, I love black women. Mm-hmm. I love everything about them. Mm-hmm. You know, their look, their how they carry themselves, how they conduct themselves. Not the ghetto ones, not the illiterate ones. Mm-hmm. With that being said, you don't just have to be Afro-American to be ignorant.
That's so right.
Let me put that out there, because I see a whole bunch of Beckys and Karens.
Well, the media portrayed our women, no doubt. I mean,
and our men.
It's safe to say that, but definitely with our black men don't have shows like Housewives of Atlanta and Love and Hip Hop Girl stuff.
And it's like they're always fighting. You know, and it's like y'all fighting over a rapper nobody's ever heard of.
Or played the hell out.
Or who the fuck is A1? Who would fight over A1? He wear more makeup, lipstick.
I don't even know.
Women's clothes and nail polish than his fucking wife Lyrica. So why am I fighting and crying over you?
Okay, so is it safe to say with black men, where are you at with your heat level? Heat level meaning you're tired of what?
I'm tired of, you know, they say I'm sick and tired of being tired.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of being tired.
Yeah.
Not all. Because here's the sad part. The good, decent men that I know, they're either otherwise engaged or involved. Mm-hmm. So that leaves
scraps.
Lower than scraps.
Little scrappies.
Yeah, they leave beyond the beautiful and stuff. Like, it leaves those. I don't want those. I don't want the beautiful.
They're
beautiful. She's beautiful.
The little scrappies.
I don't. That's what it leaves. And
But why? What is it? What is it with all these years with you dating men of your own kind?
This is going to be.
What's your issue? So maybe it can be corrected.
My issue is.
We can save a sister.
Let's save a sister here at the Reality Rat Show.
Save
a sister on the RRS.
It's like even men I meet my age now, when I was on the dating sites, like you in your 50s, and like you still don't have it together. Most of them have been married, divorced. Some of them married and divorced a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And it's like you still living like you a fucking frat boy. You know, and you're in your 50s. You still got to wait for your paycheck to go someplace and to do something. It's...
Now hold up, Big Chris. Now I don't want to make this a damn debate. Now
this is my experience.
I can only
speak on my
experiences. Okay, but wouldn't it be safe to say now the black man issues definitely isn't the white man issues. financially. Because where we work hard and underpaid.
Okay, wait.
They do. Let me interject here.
I have met some successful Afro-American men who are six figures and up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Where they work from home remotely and making six figures.
AC Fire being one of them, but I'm not making six figures. I'm just saying, I work remotely from home.
See why I got an issue with Afro-American men right now? That shit right there.
I'm working remotely. Back to what Big Chris was talking about.
It's and then the ones that you meet that are financially stable or are capable, I guess they're sort of like in the same predicament that I'm in, where you know where you are in life, you know what you have, you know what you have to offer, but they've been burnt and used and abused for so long that they can't tell a decent woman.
They're tired of Tasia.
Right. You know, or they didn't pay Shaquita's rent, you know, six times.
Or bought her that bag.
You know, or boarded that bag, or got her nails and feet done, which I think is the most juvenile thing when I hear a woman says, "He got my nails done." I be like, "Bitch, ain't you 50?"
No, he got him dead.
But he got him dead. You're absolutely right. He got him dead.
But why aren't we looking at just two people being in different parts of the world? Because it's a mindset.
It is.
A lot of people mindset. We could all be the same race, but our mindset could be different because for some reason we don't attract people
who are our caliber.
Because it's called equally yoked. Yeah. We don't attract that for some reason. With our race, we always dumb down.
Yep.
It's either for insecurity purposes or just the fact of saying that I have the sake of just having somebody. I want to say for men and women, and especially women. A man with two daughters. I don't think a woman, and I want to be the first to say it, especially a black woman, I don't think a black woman should beat herself up if she's single and a lot of people aren't breaking down your door. Because, especially in our community, it's not necessarily a bad thing. A lot of women that have men, they're just able to say that they have a man.
But behind the scene,
it's nothing like it's capped up to be. That's just the reality, man. A lot of times they're not even happy. So, you know, are you going to sit there and stay true blue to who you are and say, "Listen, man, listen, I'm comfortable for right now being by myself."
And that would be
because I think as a man and woman, you should want to be by yourself instead of dealing with bullshit.
And that's me.
And more so, it go for our listeners and we reach out and touch to, that's the mature audience. Listen, man, it's not about I'm going to just get with this person just to say I had this person. Then y'all don't have shit in common. They're not doing anything. Everybody wants something. But it's always lopsided. And more so, I only can speak with our group of people. Everything's always lopsided. Oh, well, you should do this, you should do that, the man should do this, and the woman should do... Listen, whatever happened to being a team and just joining forces...
We have definitely lost that. Not to cut you off, SPV. Right, cool. We have definitely lost that. And I think that that's why a lot of our men, our black men, are disillusioned and have literally, honestly, closed the door on dating black women because they feel like we are me, gimme.
Yep.
What you can do for me, and I need this and I need that, where it's never been, or they don't feel as though it's a partnership, that they are a team. It's always about what one person can get from the other. Yep.
But I got to say this to you, Big Chris. The reality is that Amir AC Fire know this as fact. When you group a bunch of African-American males together and we have discussions from 20 years ago to the current, that's really the belief because that's what's portrayed, And at some point, you always run across a black woman where that's the mindset. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. What am I going to get? What am I going to get? What you do for me? What am I going to get?
Yep.
And then when you run across, you say, a woman like yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying it to say it. Because a lot of people be like, oh, well, he bullshitting because, no, you know what I mean? It's part of the show, it's family. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking mm-hmm. actual factual, not yeah. the bullshit. When you dealing with a woman like my cousin that can actually take a man out, because I'm speaking facts now, with her own ex-husband trips and out to dinners and buying cars, the average woman can't buy you a fucking birthday card. They sit there and tell you, well, I can't do it this week. You just said it best. When you're tired of a fucking man to sit there and he can't make a move mm-hmm. unless his paycheck is involved, because he doesn't have that discipline mm-hmm. to go about putting away something for himself and his lady, rainy day, whatever yeah. way you want to group yeah. this shit together. You know, the same thing applies to y'all black women as well.
Yes.
You don't always think that, oh, well, it's what can he do for me? Listen, and I'm going to say it here first on the Reality Rap Show. Don't think pussy going to pay your rent, because a lot of y'all are misunderstood. Hmm. And that's reality. Y'all, the mindset is, can you pay my rent? All right, well, no. Oh, well, you're not getting no more pussy. Okay, that is fine. You can keep that tilapia right where the hell it was at any damn way. That's just the reality. So change the mindset. And that was just for shits and giggles. But as black people, we got to do better.
We do.
And we're going to receive better. But we got to think better, and we'll receive better. What we got to do as a people, man, and I mean, we're going to bring this type of energy and this type of show to all our listeners, man, moving forward, because we are a podcast that want to speak on current events and things that you're thinking that you're not able to say. Remember, when we were first introduced to all our listeners, we're your voice. Yeah. Call in, AC Fire constantly give you the number to call. And leave a message, and we're gonna answer it.
And I just want to say in closing, so we can wrap this up here. Mm-hmm. I think part of why more Afro-American women are dating outside their race, mm-hmm. is because they are valued and respected. Mm-hmm. At a far greater capacity than what we are valued and respected by our own men.
That's big.
So that's food for thought for both of us.
Brothers, we saving the sisters, though. We're going to save Big Chris. We saving the sisters, goddamn it.
Well, let me say this. In 51 years of living, I've only had two men that I can say treated me, not treated me disrespectful, but treated me to treats, so to speak. Mm-hmm. One would be my ex-husband, and one is a friend that's near and dear to me, that we're still friends, that I can say this person went out and bought me an electronics, or this person bought me a purse, or this person put money in my pocket on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And that's really sad, because I know some people who they don't do shit and they've been taken care of their whole lives. And I never personally understood how that happened.
Yeah. She's giving a shout out to all you Gatorade drinkers. And that says what?
Zero.
That's what you are.
Yes.
On that note, oh, we're on the plane. AC5.
Yeah, man.
Take us somewhere nice.
Food for thought, people.
I need a cool breeze.
Think about it.
Cool breeze.
Here it is.
Somewhere nice.
Stay safe.
Keep your mask on, people.
Stay
keep
woke.
Your mask on.
And men outside of the Afro-Americans, give us a shout. Big Crystal. Big Chris here.
Save the sisters. Save the sisters.
Call AC Fire. He'll forward it to me.